Remembrance Day is less than 2 weeks away. While Coquitlam has plans for a November 11th public ceremony and parade, the city is also encouraging residents to honor local veterans in whatever way they can. Parks Operations Manager Wendy Widurek explained the city is set to continue its long-standing promises that credit those that have served in the military. The city commemorates the lives of fallen Coquitlam soldiers on rolls of honor on the second floor of City Hall, and at the cenotaph at Blue Mountain Park, open year-round, she said in a news release. Coquitlam continues to provide free parking in city lots and street parking spaces for those displaying a veteran's license plate, a tradition started in 2006. For the public, there are several events scheduled to take place between now and November 11th free for all ages to participate. Poppies and paper. This includes poppy painting on the grass at a pair of Coquitlam public areas that'll create temporary outdoor displays for local veterans to admire. Locations, dates and times are as follows. Blue Mountain Park, 975 King Albert Avenue. November 1 equals 1 to 4 p.m. November 2 equals 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. November 3 equals 1 to 4 p.m. November 4 equals 1 to 4 p.m. November 5 equals 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. November 8 equals 1 to 4 p.m. November 10 equals 1 to 4 p.m. Spirit Square, 3000 Burlington Drive. November 9 equals all day. As well, at Blue Mountain Park, you can write a message of remembrance and tie it to a tree along Veterans Way. Widurek explained the papers will stay up until November 18 and will be transcribed afterwards for local veterans groups. Local residents that can't make it can send the city a remembrance message via email, parkspark@coquitlam.ca. Education on BIPOC veterans. Coquitlam is also encouraging residents to educate themselves on Indigenous and racialized soldiers that sacrificed and contributed in the military. November 8 is National Indigenous Veterans Day in Canada, meant to honor First Nations, Inuit and Métis veterans despite facing discrimination and racism. During the First World War, more than 4,000 Indigenous soldiers served in uniform, and in the Second World War more than 3,000 First Nations members, as well as an unknown number of Métis, Inuit and other Indigenous recruits, served, a city statement reads. The call for military service was answered once more during the Korean War. First commemorated in 1994, National Indigenous Veterans Day invites Canadians to better understand the role Indigenous veterans have played in Canadian history and honor their sacrifices. For more information, you're encouraged to visit the Government of Canada's website. Remembrance Day. Coquitlam's November 11th parade is scheduled to start 10:15 a.m. at Como Lake Middle, 1121 King Albert Avenue, and end at the Blue Mountain Park. A ceremony will follow at the cenotaph along Veterans Way starting at 10:30 a.m. and is free to attend for those that wish to pay their respects to veterans. Festivities will be hosted by the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 263 at 1 p.m. For more information, you can visit the City of Coquitlam's website.